This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. At least a dozen people have been killed and nearly 100 others wounded in attacks on two buses in the southern Israeli city of Beersheba. Palestinian sources say suicide bombers carried out the attacks. It is the first such incident inside Israel in nearly 6 months. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Beersheba, and she joins me now. Linda, what are you looking at right now?
Well, I am standing at the scene of the attacks between the two buses. They are about 150 yards apart from each other. The first bus that exploded, the number 6, is completely destroyed. There's only the frame of the bus left. The second bus, the windows were blown out and part of the roof was peeled off. There are dozens of ambulances and emergency vehicles here and some crowds of people on the side. The bus driver of the second bus told Israel Radio he saw the first bus explode next to him and that instinct or something made him open the doors and a lot of people jumped off the second bus, thus saving a lot of lives.
Are there any clues as to who is responsible?
Well, the Islamist Hamas movement has claimed responsibility in a statement, and Israeli security forces say they are not sure if the bombers came from the Gaza Strip or from the area of the West Bank city of Hebron. They say that in that area there is no separation barrier that is being built between Israel and the West Bank, and they say the fact that there was no separation barrier may have made it easier for Palestinian attackers to cross in.
Earlier today, Israeli security officials stopped a man strapped with explosives as he tried to cross into Israel from the Gaza Strip. What do you know about that?
The man was wearing an explosives belt. A woman soldier said he looked suspicious, stopped him, held him at gunpoint while the entire terminal was evacuated, and they said that the attack was stopped. It wasn't clear if he meant to carry out the attack inside Israel or at the crossing point between Israel and Gaza.
The attacks in Beersheba come on the same day that Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon announced a timetable for Israel's withdrawal from Gaza. How might these attacks affect that plan?
Some Israeli analysts are saying that the attackers are trying to stop the disengagement from happening. Sharon did not comment directly on it. He just said after the attack that terrorism must be fought against. He submitted a timetable today that is by far the most detailed timetable for the pullback from Gaza. And aides to Sharon say he intends to go ahead with it no matter what.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Beersheba, Israel.